a lot of gunfire. I'm disappointed in this evening. I really don't have any hesitation in telling you that I didn't see a lot of peaceful protest out there tonight, and I'm disappointed about that. I'm not saying there weren't folks out there that were out there for the right reason. I'm not saying that wasn't the case, but I am saying that unfortunately this spun out of control. And frankly, what I'm seeing tonight, and I have been up there all evening, right in the middle of it, along with Captain Johnson, what I've seen tonight is probably much worse than the worst night we ever had in August. And that's truly unfortunate. I said several months ago during an interview, what would be the worst thing that could possibly happen? And the fact of the matter is, I said, to tear the fabric of this community apart. And frankly, that has happened here tonight. There's not a lot left on West Florissant between Solway and Chambers Road. And those are businesses that may never come back. So frankly, I'm heartbroken about that. Now, the good news is, we've not fired a shot. As far as I know, we don't have any serious injuries to police officers. They're banged up a little bit with rocks. One lieutenant from the patrol got hit in the head with a glass bottle. But we don't have any serious injuries. As far as I know, we haven't caused any serious injuries tonight. We did deploy tear gas. I talked to the sergeant from the highway patrol. I said, hey, what? He goes, hey, we were in a death funnel. He goes, there was no way we were getting out of this. So we also deployed gas at West Florissant and Chambers Road this evening. So I'm very uplifted by the fact that we don't have any loss of life, because that's the main goal here, is preservation of life. But I am disappointed that the evening turned out this way.